boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm going to take the liberty of warning everybody that Destiny is on the verge of a meltdown.
I feel fine.
Because, no, you weren't fine about 20 minutes ago because you were scrolling on Facebook.
Yeah.
And saw that Flappy Bird is making
a comeback. Oh, God, yes.
Which is true.
Thank you for bringing this up. I was fine, and then you brought it up again.
No, because you were hot about it, and let's explain why. So, obviously, Flappy Bird was the thing back in, 2013.
I was in high school. I remember this.
We all had it. Stupidest game ever, I'm not even going to lie, but it was fun.
It was addicting. I remember playing it in class, and I shouldn't have.
Definitely. You and everybody else. And then it randomly shut down. For some reason, they stopped, I don't want to say making the app, but you couldn't have it anymore.
If you didn't have it on your phone, you couldn't download it anymore.
Right. And then sometime this week, it was announced on Twitter, actually, that Flappy Bird is back. In fact, it said, just a decade ago, I was the talk of the town and soaring to new heights with my 100 million friends. Sadly, I had to leave the fame and spotlight behind to go home and find out who I really am. Thanks to my super Flappy Bird friends, I'm refreshed, reinvigorated, and ready to soar again. So after 10 years, they're bringing Flappy Bird back.
Oh my God, I'm so mad about this. Here's why I'm mad about this. Because I have an iPad that still has the original Flappy Bird. And my goal was to sell it in 20 years when it was 20 years old and make millions on this. That was my goal. I don't know if I'll make millions, but a couple hundreds or something. I was hoping to sell it on eBay or something.
Which reminded me, I seriously think a couple months ago we talked about this, that people who had the Flappy Bird original app and could still access it were making bank.
I could still play it right now. If I charge my iPad, I can still play Flappy Bird. So I'm mad because I don't want Flappy Bird to come back because that means my iPad is worthless.
Here's where you may have good news.
What?
The original creator of Flappy Bird is not involved in this. So I don't know.
Does that mean it's not going to be the same?
I don't know if it's going to be the same. I don't know if we're going to see a lawsuit here because it was the Flappy Bird Twitter that was tweeting all this stuff. And the original creator has spoken out and been like, I didn't sell this to anybody. I'm also not involved. So it's not technically.
He copyrighted it?
You would think. If there was 100 million people playing this game, I hope he did.
So then they have to call it Yappy Bird. And then it's not the same.
Or Flappy with two Y's or something. But
and then I still had the original. So I'm going to retire.
I think you technically still have the original.
All right. It's that girl in the afternoon, just Taylor.
If that's what you make your legacy off of, then I guess.
So Flappy Bird.
Pop off.
I still have it. If you see a listing on eBay, come up tonight. It is my iPad. Just know that.
Maybe the original creator will buy it.
You know what? I hope so.
Should find his Instagram, honestly.
Let him know.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Just know, when you update your Apple product to the new iOS 18, which I think is available. If not, it will be in the next couple days. That it's basically designed for cheaters. Here's why people think that. So along with, normal updates and new features and stuff, there are new ways to organize your apps on your home screen. You've got your folders. Maybe you have a couple different pages of how you like to organize things. But what they've added is that you can choose to hide it from view. What I mean by that, there are two different options. You can lock an app and you can hide an app to keep the content of the app or the notifications completely private. And that way, the only way that you can access them is with your Face ID or your passcode. So you can also make a hidden folder that nobody can see unless they have your Face ID or your passcode. So it's kind of, would it be nice for banking apps, or like if you have a credit card app.
Yeah,
totally. Because it's going to make things just a little bit more secure for you if your phone ever got stolen or somebody was on there that wasn't supposed to be. But immediately people are like, oh, if you're up to no good, this is what you're going to be doing. You're going to be hiding and locking your apps like Tinder, because then the notifications don't come up. And actually, if the app is hidden, nobody even knows it's on your phone.
This would be nice, I will admit, if you are single, like I was a couple months ago before I met Namerman. This would have been nice to have when I did have like Bumble and Hinge, because honestly, it was kind of, I'm gonna admit, for me it was a little embarrassing having those notifications pop up on my phone. Because like, it was so embarrassing, like when like Bumble would pop up and it was like, you got a new message, and I was like, oh god, like my
phone. While you were on a date?
No, it was more embarrassing like when I'm in a work meeting and it was like, you got a Bumble message, and I was like sitting next to my boss and I'm like, hey, so about this meeting, you know, like that's embarrassing. So like, if that would be nice to have those like hidden, you know?
Yeah, that again, that's a good reason to have these type of things. Same as your bank. You don't want an overdrawn notification
right in front of your boss, you know, like, hey, we need to talk about you and your productivity, and then overdraft fee notification.
And maybe you would want them to see that actually.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's happening.
What?
I think I literally earlier this week was whining about the leaves changing.
Mm-hmm.
I just peered across yonder the way.
Okay.
There are some trees in the area that at the top are turning a little golden. I'm feeling spooky.
I told you that when I was in Anamosa at whatever state park you got there that I don't
Wopsie.
Know. Thank you. I saw one leaf fall and you were like, oh, it's just one leaf. I told you it was like yellow and you made fun of me.
I did. Because one leaf,
and I said,
cares?
One leaf changes it all for me and I know it's fall.
I'm just saying in the last however many days it's been since I whined about that, it's starting to happen.
I'm telling you that one leaf did it for everybody else.
I'm glad the others are following suit.
See? You made fun of me. You should listen to me more often. I'm really not that dumb.
I am going to... I'm turning into my mother. I'm going to put on my coziest sweat set, and take myself for a drive this weekend to go look at the leaves.
Taylor, I would not do that, as Saturday's going to be 87...
I'm going to stay in the car.
Maybe Sunday.
I'm going to do it in the car where the AC is on and enjoy the scenery.
Okay.
Let me have my moment.
Well, it's going to rain both days. Nothing screams fall like rain, I guess.
Yeah, a little gloomy. Leaves changing. I'm going to have myself a sad autumn weekend.
Okay.
You do whatever you want. I'm going to have a better time.
It would have just been better if you put like a fake fire on your TV.
I could do that too, I guess.
There you go. We want to know, what chore does your partner not do right, so you just have to do it yourself? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. I got myself in trouble last night.
Oh, no.
Yes. The first, well, I don't know if it's the first, but a little bit of an argument with neighbor man. Because he did the laundry last night. And mm-hmm. Bless him. And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I got home and he was like, look, I did it. Yeah, you did it.
Okay.
He had like all my t-shirts and my sweatshirts, though, just sprawled on the couch. They weren't
folded?
No.
Oh, okay.
They weren't even on hangers. And he's like, I just don't know what to do with these. And I told them, though, that they go on hangers.
Okay.
Except for that if they were t-shirts, like graphic t-shirts, those get folded. I guess I didn't really tell him what to do with sweatshirts. So when I got home, I was like, well, those get hung up on hangers. And he was like, well, you can just do them. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you already started it, so you can finish it.
Yeah.
So then he starts putting them on hangers, but not the right way. because I'm picky. They all go one direction.
No. Sounds like you're not.
They all go one direction. So he starts putting them on and I can immediately tell they're not the right direction. And I was like, they're not the right direction. And he goes, well, fine, you just do it then.
Mm-hmm.
And he got really upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
Which then ended up in an argument. And so now I think moving forward, I just need to do the laundry.
Yep.
Just because I could tell he does great. And respectfully, I just don't think he cares enough to put them in the right direction. For himself and for me. Because I noticed when he puts his own clothes up in the closet, he don't put them in the same direction.
Yep.
And so when I put his clothes up in the closet, I put them in the same direction. I don't know why, but if they're not in the same direction, they drive me nuts. Because
mm-hmm.
what if someone came in our closet and they didn't see our clothes in the same direction? They think we're crazy. And I color code, by the way. I don't know if you know this. I'm so crazy. I have things in a specific order. It goes sweatshirts, color coded, long sleeve shirts, color coded,
mm-hmm.
short sleeve shirts, color. It's rainbowed, by the mm-hmm. way. And his is too. And so if he don't follow that, I'm going to lose my mind. So this is why I think I just need to do the chore because he's not doing it right.
Yeah, respectfully, you are
crazy.
Nuts. And how could he ever know what you want? What chore does your partner not do right in your eyes so you just have to do it for yourself? You can call us at 319-200-1029. I feel like when you live with your partner for the first time, you quickly discover what chores are not worth fighting about?
Mm.
Because you both do them a little differently.
Well, I guess it took me a while.
Yeah, it kind of did, actually.
It took me from April until September to realize, lingerie will be mine.
Mm. Well, I would say I just discovered a new chore, I guess, that I don't think that he does right when we moved. And that is putting away groceries. Okay.
I wonder if you're like me, but I would love to hear this.
So at our new place, we had a pantry at our old apartment. We don't have that at this new place. We just have cupboards and drawers and stuff. And then obviously the fridge is different. So like getting that organized has been a little bit of a changing thing, figuring out where stuff works best. And even up until like last weekend, we're putting away groceries and he's putting sauces in places that they don't belong. He's putting chips on shelves where chips don't go and pasta not with the rest of the pasta. And I had to look at him and be like, do you even live here? He's like, well, why? I'm putting it away. I'm trying to be helpful. And I was like, yeah, you're being helpful. Thank you so much. Don't you know where anything goes? And he said, well, no, you have to train me. I was like, what do you mean? Do you need a tour of the kitchen that you use every day?
Oh, my God.
So it's just easier. And without even asking, he kind of has just gotten to the point where we get home and he just unbags everything and sets it.
Nice.
And then I put it away where I like it to go. And his brother lives with us now. And he sometimes will get his own groceries or snacks. And I think he thinks I'm crazy because I am. He will bring stuff home and leave it on the counter. Not because he expects me to put it away, but he knows that if he puts it away, I'm probably going to move it.
I love that he does that.
Yeah.
That's now, where we've got it. You must have it as a grocery store because that's the way I like it, is things have to look like it's at a grocery store. My house has to look like it's a grocery store. Are you like that? That's
as
the way
I am.
As much
as possible. I want it in sections that make sense. All of the pasta should be together.
Like the soda in the refrigerator looks like it's a grocery store. If the labels aren't labeled like perfect.
Well, that's crazy.
I'm starting to realize I might be weird.
You're terrible to live with, I think. Real love is being able to look at your partner and say, you're doing that wrong.
Mm.
Especially when it comes to chores. And that's what we've been talking about, are the chores that your partner doesn't do right. So you just got to do it yourself. And you can call us and tell us all about it at 319-200-1029. Marin, what about you?
He can never do the dishwasher right.
Like just loading them in?
Yeah, like he just puts them in willy-nilly and then he never gets enough in there. If I do it, I can like get everything in there and then can just run it all at once.
They just don't get the vision.
I bet you he says that about me. 100%.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I bet you he does.
Are you somebody that just like puts the forks at the very front and then you open it and you're like, wow, there's so much room, but there's 75 forks in the first little compartment?
Yeah.
I could never live with you. It's terrible. Amanda, what about you?
So actually, it's me that doesn't do it right, and I do it on purpose, shoveling, because I hate shoveling. So I will make it so splotchy looking that he will get frustrated, and he will just go out and do it himself.
Oh, my God.
You're an evil genius. I love it.
You know what? I'm going to steal this.
I know. I don't like cold, and I don't like snow, so it works out really good for me.
I like this idea a lot.
You know what? That's a good idea, Amanda. And I kind of want to use this with what Jill just texted in. She said, I can't scoop the litter box correctly, apparently. So what if we start doing what Amanda suggested with the litter box? Because I hate the litter box.
I hate the litter box,
too. Moving forward, if he asks me to do the litter box, I'm just going to make a mess. Like, I'll leave little, you know, doo-doo everywhere or something. And then he'll be like, oh man, you can't do this right. I'm gonna have to do it now. And I'll be like, oh great. I mean, oh darn. Oh man, I loved doing it.
If it's gonna take flinging doo-doo around, I don't know if I'm ready to commit to that.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know you love when I bring you the latest dating trend. And I've got another one for you.
Oh, okay.
Just to keep you young.
Yes.
Okay, so according to a recent study conducted by a dating app that I have never heard of, which is called Quack Quack.
Okay.
Fun. Should check it out. Half of Gen Zers are doing this new dating trend, whether they know it or not, and that is called simmering. Ooh, it's simmering. So basically what it is that it's a slower and more intentional way of dating because you're building like a genuine connection over time, rather than rushing into things too quickly. So taking time to like get to know each other before making huge commitments, mm-hmm. like putting a label on it or moving in together or even like physical intimacy, I guess. So it's like people are appreciating the slow burn romance instead of hopping right into something like, you know, cuffing season, which is coming up, where basically you lock somebody down for the winter months as quickly as possible, and then you dump them after. Simmering is literally the opposite. You're just taking your time, getting to know each other, letting things flow. You hate it because you are not it.
No, I am so not. But you know who is? Neighborman. Oh, my God. He is. You know how long he made me wait to be boyfriend and girlfriend? For freaking ever, dude. It was annoying.
Yeah. I'm also that type of person.
He was like,
yeah, that's a rush.
Well, I was like, I was ready. And he was like, wow, let's just like play it chill. You know, 3 to 5 business months is what he said.
Okay.
You know, like 3 to 5 business days. And so he made me wait 3 months before we could be official.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't become Facebook official until what, last week?
You're talking to the wrong person because I'm not even friends with my boyfriend on Facebook, I don't think.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so like, well, how long is it going to take us to get married? 18 years? Oh my God.
I think, don't hit me, this may be good for you.
Stop it. Now I'm going to come over there and smack you.
Sorry.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I told Neighbor Man I would let him be the Karen today because it was one too many strikes, in my opinion. I never let anyone be a Karen because I don't think it's necessary. I've been on the other side. I've worked in customer service, right?
Karens have a reputation. It's normally not a great thing. So I'm like, why are you letting it happen?
It's just, it's when it's been one too many strikes that I'm like, finally, you can do it. Because he said today he was going to do it. And I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to allow it. But be a nice-ish Karen.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a Karen, but somewhat be nice. Okay, here's the problem, is that we, earlier this summer, moved into a new place, right? And there's a lot of construction in that area. And we got our mail. We were getting our mail for a couple weeks. And then all of a sudden, mail stopped out of nowhere. No notice, no nothing.
No mail at all.
No mail at all. And it just like stopped. And we just kept checking every single day. Nothing was coming. And that's weird because like we should be getting bills. We should be getting things. And nothing was coming. So then he drove down to the post office down the road. And they were like, ah, yeah, this isn't your post office. Actually, you have to go way across town, which seems weird, but whatever.
Yeah.
He went over there and they were like, oh, yeah, we're not delivering due to construction. Well, fine. But like, don't you think you should tell us, like, give us a warning, put like a little note in our mailbox, a note on our door. Hey, due to construction, we're not going to be delivering for a while. So you're going to have to come to the post office.
Come get it.
So fine, whatever. And we started going over there to get our mail. Construction ends on our side. So then it comes back. We've been getting mail for a little bit of time. For about a month now, we've been getting mail. For the past 2.5 weeks, I've been waiting. And I've been checking every single day. No mail again. And I'm like, this is weird. I know I should be getting my insurance cards right now. I should be getting a bill in the mail. And there should be another package coming in. And I haven't been seeing them. Unless somebody's just like stealing my mail, which I don't think you want to steal a bill, but go ahead if you want to.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Also, the government doesn't want you to do that. So anyways, I told him to go check and talk to the post office today just to see if maybe they stopped your mail again without telling us.
Yeah.
Turns out they did. And they didn't leave a note, which I was like, again, could you just like out of like courtesy, just like leave us a note? That would be real nice. Mm-hmm. Like on the door or in the mailbox. Hey, we're going to stop for a little bit of time. And I'm like, if they did, go ahead and be a Karen. Well, he left me a text message. He said, the guy at the counters are always nice, so I wasn't a Karen.
Oh.
You know what? If they're nice,
yeah.
Fine, don't be a Karen. He said, it wasn't necessary.
That's good.
And he said that they were confused because if the construction isn't on our side, then they should be definitely sending us our mail. Yeah. So they're confused why we're not getting our mail anymore, but they'll talk to the carrier. And he thanked him for talking to us. And then he got my mail. So now they're confused why we're not getting our mail.
So nobody knows.
Nobody knows why we're not getting our mail. I'm confused as well.
So we didn't even get to be a Karen. But
and nobody knows
I think you
why
need,
we're not getting our mail.
You got to make friends with your carrier.
You know what? Maybe I should make them cookies.
That's what I was just going to say. Leave them in your mailbox. Leave your phone number.
Not with chocolate because it was going to melt. What? My number.
Be like, hey, thank you so much for your service. Can you please text me if you're not going to leave my stuff? Is that wrong?
No, that's a good idea. Text me if you're not going to leave my mail. That's a good idea.
Yeah, something like that.
Also, if you want to get some drinks.
Yeah, just make a relationship
out of it. I like this idea.
My boyfriend wanted to be a Karen, and I supported it.
Mm.
Which I would never say I'm like you, or it's like, I've seen Karens in action. Most of the time, it's not
pretty.
No, and not even like justified. But let me tell you why I was in support of this. So near where we live, there's like a busier road, and then a road that makes a T against it. I don't know what that's called, like a T intersection.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a stop sign there. There's no stoplight because that busy road has lots of traffic. And when we were turning or trying to turn out of that road that's on the T of it, there was some weeds growing.
Oh.
By the sidewalk where you have to turn out to the point where when you would like try to see if traffic was coming
you
so you could turn. You couldn't see anything. Now, it had been weeks of us going to groceries where I would be driving because I have the bigger car. And every time I would be like, well, sorry, sweetie, if this is how we go out, I have to be in the middle of the road to be able to see if anybody's coming.
Oh my God.
At us. And then finally, one day, it was getting like way out of control. But we also were like, I don't know if anybody owns this land or if it's like city land or like, what do you do about this? That I seriously was like, okay, shut your eyes. I hope we make it out alive. Here we go. And in that moment, he was like, I'm calling somebody. I'm making a scene about this. This is getting out of control.
And this is dangerous.
I don't even want you driving here. And I was like, well, I have to literally leave our house. But okay, pop off then. He said, I'm going to call the city tomorrow. And I'm going to tell them to send somebody out here to mow it. And if they don't, then they can pay me to do it. I was like,
whoa.
Normally I would be like, okay, relax, seriously. But it was so bad that I was like, okay, suddenly I think Karen's kind of attractive in that moment. But
he was a Chad.
He was a Chad. But then the next day we woke up to go to work.
And it was Mode.
And it was Mode.
They heard him.
We like manifested it.
That's kind of cool.
So he never had the chance, but the preview was pretty cool.
Man, imagine if you got to hear that phone call. That would have been hot.
My hero.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
So the theme this week is fall, and that's the trivia question tonight. 29% of Americans say this is their favorite thing about fall. What is it? Maybe it's me playing a fall song.
Oh, I don't know about 29%.
Maybe 1%.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you could text in your guess, be honest, at 319-200-1029.
Who's that one number that's always complimenting, mostly dissing me?
9301.
Yeah, maybe they'll say it's
if
that.
You're out there, make yourself known.
Maybe they'll say it's me playing this fall song.
Yeah.
I miss you, 9301.
Okay.
Anyways, 29% of Americans say this is their favorite thing about fall. What is it?
I've got my eyes on the text line because this is going to get interesting. Mm-hmm. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question about fall, of course. 29% of Americans say this is their favorite thing about fall. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. So far, I'm loving the energy from 2746 because they say, my boyfriend said football, he's wrong. It's the leaves changing. Both good answers, though.
Pop off.
I mean, I think you can tell.
I hope your boyfriend texts in and says, well,
They're wrong.
The leaves is not right.
Yeah.
Football is correct.
I like it. I like the rivalry we have going between the football and the leaves.
I love that. 77, 71 So the weather getting colder. Yeah.
Having those windows open. Yeah.
And you get to see the curtains flowing. Oh God. Yeah. Nothing is sexier than your curtains flowing in the wind.
A crisp fall morning scent. Smells amazing.
God, I just like watching my curtains flow in the wind.
Okay, weird. Michael.
Don't you?
I don't have any curtains, man.
What do you got?
I got blinds.
Don't you like to watch your blinds flow in the wind? Nothing's hotter than a blind flowing in the wind.
We are very different.
Okay, well.
Michael said bonfires. I love a bonfire.
Yes and no.
But also it's kind of a summer thing. Huh?
I thought you were going to say that this stinks your hair up.
Yeah, the smell of a bonfire, if you smell one in the neighborhood, you're like, oh.
Smells good.
It smells good. I just don't want my hair to be smelling like that, and then my sheets smell like that, and then I got to do laundry, and then I'm upset.
I can't get it out of my hair for like 3 days. No, it doesn't matter if I shower for 6 hours.
It's crazy.
I'll be stuck there for 3 days. 29% of Americans say this is their favorite thing about fall. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in about 3 minutes.
I just want you to look at your blinds a little bit differently. Your curtains?
No, because if a breeze comes, then they be whacking on my window pane, and I don't like that.
Just look at it. I mean, somebody's got to tell me that they look at their blinds the way I do and their curtains the way I do.
You got to find a hobby, man.
I think I do. The theme this week is fall for the trivia question, and 29% of Americans say this is their favorite thing about fall. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
lower electric bills. That's their favorite thing about fall, and amen. Hallelujah.
I didn't even think about that because, you know, I was thinking of like, you know, pumpkin spice latte, hoodie weather, but there is nothing better than opening that envelope. Shocked by the decrease.
Oh, this is my favorite time.
And you know what? My problem is, I have lots, but my problem.
Where do we begin?
My problem is that I girl math it. Oh, I'm not saved. Running the AC, which means I can go get myself a pumpkin spice latte with that extra money that I save.
I can get one every day this week and every single day next week and the following week because I'm saving money.
And for the rest of fall?
Girl mad.
Yeah.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's Bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms likely in the late afternoon. Noon.
The noon.
Nickelodeon.
Sure.
That'll do. Anyway.
Shari said first date was in 1985 at Pizza Hut on
29
Edgewood.
And a half years ago because I was born in 95.
They'll be married 32 years this September.
Wait, 95?
How is it? 1985. I don't know.
It's like
the
math didn't happen.
Well, the math doesn't matter. I'm saying it was pizza, okay?
It's like, whoa, am I older than I thought I was?
Yes.
Or if you had the ones with the pencil sharpener.
I think you need to reconsider your career. Oh, my God.
Pencil sharpener on the back is what I was trying to say. Even warmer on Friday, sunny high near 81, and my sister's wedding day, hot. Sunny high near 88. Do you think that's good luck? It's hot on your wedding day? I know it's good luck if it rains. I don't know if it's good luck if it's hot.
Raining from your armpits. this is why you shouldn't be allowed to speak to people ever. Boy, I have intrusive thoughts.
Put on your lab coats because I think we're about to do a science experience.
We're about to have a real scientific experience, y'all. I can because that is what Taste of Iowa City is for. It's coming up on Wednesday, October. What's wrong with me? I mean, August. Where am I right now?
I don't know really where you're at.
Okay, forget everything I just said.
Number four gets to play Got Blocked for pants. A chance to
no pants. High of 92, clear in the evening, and more chances of Shane. Showers and rain and thunderstorms. Man, see, this is why I need Destiny to come back.
I'm going to tell you something you already know, right? That was the wrong music, but I'm going to tell you.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day? Like every day? It's those girls in the afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9. Thanks for listening to those girls in the afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.